and welcome to Unlocking Adventures, your Disney travel podcast for parents. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about our top threes, top three attractions, top three must-dos in Disney World, and top three must-skips. Enjoy the show! Hi everyone, and welcome to Unlocking Adventures with Lisa Kay.
And John Kay.
I was pointing to you. That was your introduction time.
There was a visual bit there that I didn't even see, and I'm sitting right next to you. So
yeah, you're just not paying attention.
Yeah, basically. Go ahead.
So today we're going to talk about some top threes we decided, because top 10 wouldn't take too long.
Not to mention the fact it's episode 3, and you've chosen top 3 for episode. You didn't realize what you did you?
I'm clever. I'm just so clever.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that. But go ahead. What's up?
Rude. So we're going to talk about some top threes in relation to Disney World, because that's what we talk about on the show. And it'll also help us because we are planning to be in Disney very soon without the kids, so don't tell them.
You think any of the listeners know their, contact information?
That would be creepy, since they're 3 and 5.
That was my point, yeah. Anyways.
Why do you think our listeners are creepy? Or probably one listener. Hi, Mom.
Oh, man. Anyways, top threes, because it would be interesting to see if both of our lists are similar, and if they're not, then we can hash out why, potentially.
Yeah that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a particular one you want to start with?
Well, why don't we tell them what the three lists are?
All right.
First off.
Well, we're going to do your top three attractions, so that's any of the theme parks.
Yeah.
We're gonna stick to the main four, I think, probably. I don't know if we would pick an attraction on water park.
Hard to, since...
You've never been.
I've never been, yeah, so...
Our top three must-dos in Disney World.
Which don't necessarily need to be attractions, since we've already named them. It's more like just general to-dos.
Right, yeah. And then our top three things we would skip.
Right.
So number one is the top of everyone. So we'll do kind of 3, 2, 1 when we do go through this, right?
Exactly.
So, okay.
Don't send hate mail on the skip list, please.
So which one do you want to start with?
Not the skip one. You should end with that one.
All right. So we're going to start with top three attractions.
Yeah, let's just start simple there.
All right. So let's do number 3.
Right, do you want to go?
You can go first.
Oh, you want me to go first? I also just realized I was trying to hide my list.
No one can hear you when you do that.
Exactly.
You muffled your voice.
That's the point.
There's a microphone.
Okay. So.
Number 3.
Number 3, top three attractions.
Okay? So attractions are rides, shows, any of that. Throughout Magic Kingdom,
and
Epcot,
I won't even play,
Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom.
And I won't play the game of, can you guess what it is? There's too many attractions. That'll take too long.
Were you going to do the theme song or something?
No, I wasn't. Darn. Missed opportunity. My number 3 is the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, which I had to look up to make sure I got the name right so I didn't sound like a doofus when I was like, the Buzz Lightyear Ranger thing.
I'm so bad at that ride.
I like rides like that where there's going to be a theme with mine, because I like when the ride has rewrideability is not a word, but I'm going to coin it. So when
Rewrideability. Is that hyphenated or just...
No, it's all one. It's all one. Don't complicate with your hyphens and punctuation.
I didn't say anything about punctuation.
A hyphen is punctuation.
Oh, I thought punctuation was what happened at the end of a sentence.
Have you never seen the thing? Like a hyphen.
That doesn't mean... They didn't say it was punctuation.
Well, whatever. Point is...
Anyway, for me, that punctuation would have probably been an exclamation point.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyways... I chose this one because, unless you're somebody who does it every day, and I'm sure on some forum or some form of social media somewhere, there's like a high score posted where somebody just managed to like nail the top like target every time. But it just gives you the opportunity to just like, you get to shoot the targets, and generally speaking, like you go in the same like progression of spins, but it's just the opportunity to like try to best your score.
Right.
Like, can you beat the person next to you? Which is pretty easy when the person next to you is 3 and doesn't know what he's doing.
He always wins.
I have a photo of him from not the last trip, but the one before, I think. where he very clearly has his... No, it was from the March trip before.
No, when he was a baby.
When he was a baby, the March trip.
When he was trying to eat the gun. He was trying to eat
the controller. And then a month later, the pandemic hit. And I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great. Don't show that photo to anyone. But yes, well, Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin is my number three.
Number three. So in case our listeners don't, our listener doesn't know what this ride is, this is in Magic Kingdom in Tomorrowland. And basically the object is that you're trying to shoot all of these targets to defeat Zurg.
Zurg and his minions. Very simple. Yeah.
And you could spin the... I remember you could spin the car in it and everything, but the vehicle.
Yeah, you're right. You can spin it manually. For some reason, I thought it was one that you... It was automatic. No, I'm thinking of Toy Story Mania. Right. That's why I like Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Spain Ranger.
That'll be a new attraction in Epcot.
Well, it does Toy Story 3. He does have his Spanish mode.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So, I forgot, you're right. You can spin that manually.
That's probably Gregory's favorite part.
I was going to say, that, it's very hard to hit the targets when your three-year-old son is like, "Wee!" And you're like, keep it steady, keep it steady.
I'm so bad at that ride. I do love the queue when you get to see Mr. Potato Head, though.
That's Toy Story Mania.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Is it?
That's Toy Story Mania.
It is.
Look, I confused that. Too much Toy Story everywhere.
There is a lot of Toy Story. There is a cool queue, though, still. But no, yes, the queue at Toy Story Mania is cooler, though.
Because he sings to you,
And it's just, I don't know, something about it is it's much better. I do like that the queue mostly is inside, though. Well, exactly. Mostly. But I'm really bad at that ride. I never do well. I'm not good at hand-eye coordination.
That is definitely a thing.
All right.
So you're three.
My number three is obviously Muppets 3D.
That's not number one.
No, it's not number one. I know.
Sacrilegious.
And I love this ride. I know it hasn't changed in forever. It is the same ride it has always been since I was a kid.
Yep.
Which is probably why I love it. It's so simple. You know, it's just a 4D movie, well, some interaction or whatever, but there's never a wait, except to wait for the show to get out.
I think the longest I've seen it on the app is like 10 minutes tops.
Because there's a show going on.
Exactly, it's pretty much it. And
I love the Muppets so much, and it's just so classic Muppets. It does make me sad that they never really built out the land in Hollywood Studios that was supposed to be so much better.
It was meant to be, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it was supposed to have more rides, Pizza Rizzo was supposed to be a completely other thing, where it was going to be Gonzo's kind of pizza palace and things like that. And it was going to be this huge thing. I mean, it's still cool to go and see the fountain with Miss Piggy, and I love being in that area. But and the ride, like, really hasn't changed at all. It probably could have an upgrade, but I love it. And I will always go. I wish they would have some of the new characters in it.
Why did I think Walter is in that
for some reason? No, he's not.
He's not. Okay. No. I don't know why I thought he was.
No, he's not in it.
Okay.
The only thing they did was when Muppet Haunted Mansion came out, they had a new...
Oh, they added that.
But that was just the pre-show.
But that was still cool, though, because it means that they can update stuff, just maybe not the main show, because that's all a big production.
And I do like that the kids love it. Because every time we go, they're like, we have to go on Muppets for Mommy.
But we need to teach Gregory how to wear...
Well, he's not good at
40 glasses, because then he wears them down and he goes, it's blurry. Like, that's kind of how it works.
Yes, but you do need to wear the glasses, which is tough. But I just love it. It makes me so happy every time we're there. And there's never a wait. And it's great to do, like, on a really hot day. It's really great. You get out of the sun.
Absolutely,
and it's just so much fun. It's just fun.
Very true. So that's your number three.
That was my number three. All right.
Number two, right?
Number two.
All right. So my number two, and we're going, again, I have a theme with this list, and it's, again, rewritability. Mark it down.
hyphen.
Smuggler's Run from...
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, from Black Spire Outpost, because I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the exact, like, I think it was the Virginia's... Air and Space, not the Air and Space Museum, but there was like one of the museums down in Virginia where I lived for a long time. And at the time they were doing something with like Loch Ness Monster and all this. And so you could get into a submersible and you each controlled a different segment of the ship and all this and had to like fight off Nessie and collect like Loch Ness eggs, whatever. Smuggler's Run is similar, where you get to do a different like task based on, I think they assign it to you though. It's not something where you choose it, but I don't remember. But that way, like, you get to do each and every single one if you decide to wait in line, or the next time you go on a trip, you're like, sweet, I was the pilot last time, I want to be like gunner this time. It's all sorts of like different stuff. But again, like, and also going with the theme of how do the kids react to it, Abby at the time, the first time she rode with me, her arms were too short. So her specific, she was a gunner, I think, and she was supposed to reach the button to press it to like shoot. And she was like, Daddy, I can't reach it. I'm like, then, oh, crap.
And then we did rider swap for that one, right? Yeah. So then I got to ride, which if everybody should do rider swap, it was the best thing.
Yep.
But so when I went on with her, we were both pilots. Or, yeah, right?
Oh,
no. So,
but, oh, wait. It's just,
so,
go ahead.
So, there's two pilots on this one, and I was in charge of, like, the, of, like, going back and forth, and Abby was in charge of going left and right.
You basically went straight.
Well, Abby didn't know her left from her right.
Oh, at the time. Yeah, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
So they were like, go left. And she was like, I don't know what that means. And so we hit a bunch of walls. We ended up owing money at the end. Ow. I've never, oh, our cat is calling you. I've never once had to owe money when on. It was so funny. And then there was a bunch of people in there who were like, it was all adults and then us. Well, obviously I'm an adult, but. So, like, they were like, go left, go. She's like, I don't know.
I think that's one of the better parts of that ride is the fact that they teach you economics. Kids, don't wreck the vehicle, or guess what? Insurance is coming for you.
Oh,
and
my
all
God.
The money. You get no profit from this run because your ship is in a shambles.
I like that ride is different. I like when rides are different each time. This isn't on my list, but, like,
oh,
like
yeah.
In the same thing, like, Star Tours. We talked about this earlier. Like, Star Tours is a different ride when you go on it.
There's, like, two, maybe four different ones they take you on.
Yeah, but there's, and I like that it's not always the same ride.
You don't choose that either. They're just like,
yeah, it's just like, this is what happens. And that's such a classic attraction in my mind, too.
It
even
is,
though it's not classic, but it's been there.
But that's definitely been updated, too, though.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good one. I like that one. It's cool to just be in that ride, too.
That's a cool cue as well.
Yeah.
Because you go through basically a docking bay, essentially.
Yeah. Well, and
a couple of other
and it's it's all inside, which is great.
Yes, it is all inside. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because when you're in Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios, it can get really hot. So it's nice to be, like, totally inside for that
Absolutely.
One. Yeah, that's really cool. So
you're number two, yeah.
My number two is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Mm, this is all you because I have not yet.
Oh,
it's, this
I know. I know you haven't been on it yet, but I love it so much.
One week away.
Oh my God, you're gonna love it. But it goes back to the same concept that, like, you know, I was just talking about how the ride can be different. So with Guardians of the Galaxy, you have a different song. Like, it's random. You don't
as
know
you're
which
riding
song.
It.
Yeah, it's a different song. And so you don't know which one you're gonna get it. And so the last trip that I was on, when I rode it for the first time, and then I rode it two more times because I wrote it every single day. I had a different song each time, and it's
that's good.
So it was really cool to be like, "What's our favorite song? What's the difference?" And so that makes it a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Plus, like, it's a fun, funny ride, so it really does, like, kind of, it's nice.
Well, it's the Guardians,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd expect some humor out of that.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy, so it's just great. And I think also one of the things why I like it right now is because it's so new. So when you go on a ride that's so new, you get to hear people's reactions of, like, this is the first time them doing it, and they get so shocked by all the little things.
Right.
So that's definitely, I was a huge fan. The thing one thing I didn't like is that the gift shop is a totally set, and you'll see this, is that, like, when you get out of the ride, you know how you normally go into a gift shop?
Oh, you mentioned that before,
yeah.
You don't walk right into it, it's a separate section.
It's like right next to it, but it's a separate, it's small. It's very small. And you have to, like, they only allow a certain number of people in it at a time because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a queue to get into the gift shop.
Well, of course there is.
So that's insane to me.
Come on, Disney, I want to buy your stuff, your Guardian stuff. Let's go.
So for, like, that I would say is kind of weird. But I think the ride is so much fun. The queue is also really cool. I will say I always pay to skip the line because I hate lines. So I didn't get to sit in it for hours, which I don't want to do anyway.
That's
but it is a pretty cool queue also. And it's all inside. which is great.
Always a plus, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, another one in Epcot that's totally inside, so you don't have to worry. True. And it's an indoor coaster, so you don't have to worry about rain and all of that, too.
Thank goodness.
We've picked only indoor stuff, you realize that?
There's a reason, probably. I would assume there's a good reason for that.
Okay, so number one, should I do a drum roll?
It's up to you if you want to.
That wasn't really very good.
We'll check that in post. My number one.
Number one attraction, top attraction, Disney World.
Go. Continuing again with re-rideability. But this is one where the ride itself actually isn't different.
Okay.
Test Track. The ride itself is not different. The ride is exactly the same every single time. However, I love the fact that you can basically just build whatever vehicle you want. You can either make it like the most environmentally friendly one, or you can make it one that's just big and monstrous and guzzles gas. And like, now it didn't work the last time we did it, but when you're riding with other random people inside the actual vehicle, it does actually like compare your cars and all that as you're going. So that way it kind of gives you an idea of like, oh, you know, your environmental car is great for the environment, but man, its speed was terrible compared to like, you know, the Ferrari or whatever over there, whatever you design. Yeah. And then I didn't do this the first time I went through it, but when Abby and I went through it afterwards, they have this little like kind of license thing. Not like the Tomorrowland Speedway where you actually get your face on there. It's one where you get your vehicle. It actually prints out a little like ID card with your vehicle, you can name it and stuff. And I just find that stuff really cool because then you can have like a whole collection of like, look at all the different like vehicle tags I have from each time I've done it. I think it's upstairs in Abby's room still right now. I forget what we called it because they give you some like stock names. Because try asking like a 4-year-old, what do you want to name this car?
Unicorn.
Well, she didn't say that surprisingly. I forget what she said. But that's one where, yes, the physical ride itself is the same, but it's also indoors, and I do like the cool stuff where it's like, brake check complete, or like weather
but
check
the whole
complete.
Thing is not inside.
No, the outside part, which is actually really cool if it's like sunset and you're doing that, it's a really cool like effect. But the simple fact that you can go in, and there's so many different combinations that you can do with it, and I haven't looked this up, I'm sure somebody's done it, where you've just literally done every single combination of every trait possible for these cars, but there's just so many to choose from. I feel like you can do it an infinite number of times and not be done with it.
So I think Test Track is fun. I like it, but I think it always is shut down anytime there's a little rain because it can't go out in the rain.
That's very true.
So you always have to do it early or it has the worst line. But I will say that the thing that is hard, and I saw this on a number of kids and they came out, and I saw it in Abby, was that you design your car and it's a certain color, but the car you drive is not the same color.
Why
is that? I don't understand. This is what I just, and it's just like you have to have all these conversations. Well, that's just what it is.
Kids listen.
And I mean, I think it's fun, and I think that it's cool to like design your own car and stuff. I've done, you know, I like Test Track.
Yep.
It's just like not my, I need to do it. Like, that's why, like, when you and Abby go, I'll be like, Gregory, now go get a coffee.
You and I have had, I feel like we've had this conversation before where we've mentioned that, and you've been like, yeah, I've done it, you know, that's enough.
Yeah,
you know.
And also, I will say, when we went, me and you, this was probably one of the last times I went, there's that kid who just, like, vomited.
Oh,
like right on the like right before we were like going on or something.
Oh, God.
All over the floor, and I feel like part of me is like, you know, I'm good. And it wasn't even on the ride.
Kid, you were told not to eat the churro before you got on Mission Space.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
But yeah, it is a cool ride. I think there's like it's fun and I think it's a good experience and Abby loves it every time.
Yes.
But like I said, I don't need to go on that one.
Nope, that's fun.
So
your number one.
My number one. Do I get a drum roll or no? Let's see you do it. Well, that was actually pretty good. Tower of Terror.
Shocking.
What? Shocking. Well,
in my head I went, there's only a few options here. She's going to go with... I didn't guess it ahead of time, but...
Oh, we should have done guessing. That would.
No, because remember, it would. There's too many options,
that is
honestly.
True. But you should have known me. I'm your wife.
No, there's too many options. You love too much of Disney.
That's true. You can never love too much of Disney.
Okay, fair enough. Keep going. Tower of Terror.
First of all, it's well, when it's working properly, because it doesn't always work properly. But I think it's such a fun ride. So there's a number of reasons why I love it. First, the queue. I love the queue.
Yep.
The Hollywood Hotel, and like seeing all the little things all over, and the like cobwebs and the phone, and just everything about it. I love the cheesy movie that they made after it, which I think was fantastic. Yeah, yeah. And then the fact that it's Twilight Zone, and Twilight Zone always reminds me of my dad. So, you know, and then the first time I went on Tower of Terror, I was a kid, and I remember going with my dad.
Yep.
And so it has that nostalgia for me. Like, other people pick, like, other kinds of nostalgia rides, but this one really sticks to me because he loves Twilight Zone. I watched Twilight Zone with him a bunch, so I love Twilight Zone, too.
Absolutely.
And then I still remember, and the kids make fun of me still about it, the first time I went on it, when we got in the elevator, when you're sitting down, and the cast member, or the bellhop, he's supposed to be, leans his head in right before the doors close, and he says, "Oh, there's one thing I forgot to tell," and then it closes. And I remember turning to my dad and be like, "What did he forget to tell us?" And he's like, "Don't worry about it." And it still terrifies me every time I'm on it. Yep. I still scream. And now Abby plays jokes on me when we go too.
Because she's tall enough to ride it.
Right, So bringing... I bring your four-year-old on Tower of Terror. That sounds like a...
Hey, she's tall enough.
She's tall enough. But she... The last time we went on, or the first time she went on, and I remember sitting next to her, and she said, as we were about to drop, and she said, "Mommy, I'm falling out of my seat." Like, out of... And I... The guy next to me went pale white, and he was about to jump over, and then she goes, "Just kidding." And then it was like, boom, going down.
You know...
And I was like, I was about to die. I was there. Like, you know, she's little, but she's not that little. And she loves... And the fact that she, like, is so brave every time she's on it, you know, she's like, "Oh, this is great. Oh, I love when it goes... And it goes down." And I'm like, "You're four." And I'm screaming. And I'm terrified. And we went last time with my brother and Val and my sister-in-law, and we were both terrified, and Abby's facing the picture, and she's just having the best time making fun of us.
you know that she... It's funny because she enjoys that ride, and Gregory, who's not tall, well, maybe he will be next time, he wasn't tall enough at the time, but still enjoys the stories of it and the look of the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
That at breakfast in the morning now, when, like, we'll turn on music sometimes over the... And I won't say her name because she'll turn on the music. They asked for the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror theme. Like, you could name any song out there, and you want to just listen to the theme, and then you guys go, "Oh, it's so creepy." Like, yeah, of course it is.
I love how cool the tower look. I love how, like, the hotel looks, and, like, everything inside of it, but then outside, and then how it looks so different at night. Like,
yeah.
Everything about it is so amazing and integral, and I don't know. Every time we walk to it, I just remember being a kid going to it and, like, being terrified. You know,
you turn onto Sunset Boulevard and you just see it. There's no way to avoid it. It's there.
And then I also like when you're in Epcot and you can see it, but you can't really see it.
I see what you mean. Yeah,
Because they camouflaged it.
Right, but it's hard to camouflage that at night. The way they light that up, though.
Yeah, but it's like a section of it on the side.
That's fair,
right?
I suppose. Yeah.
So, like, you can see it in Morocco when you're there, and you're like, oh, because it's so
very
tall.
Very specific, yeah.
That's why the color it is so that it blends in with the scene in that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that
because
now.
It's so tall that that's what you can see it in Epcot, but so they made it that color so that you can't actually see it because they're very good at the illusion.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I get sad when, like, Tower of Terror is broken and we can't go on it, or all that.
Absolutely.
Or the line is so long. But it's so cool. I just can't skip it. I don't know.
I do want to throw out... We didn't talk about honorable mentions, but I just thought about it.
Yeah.
And I have a new appreciation for this one because of... And you actually mentioned this earlier. So I have a new appreciation for the Haunted Mansion because of the movie. Like, nothing's changed in the actual ride itself. The ride itself is still the same. However, if the ride shuts down while you're on it And they have that line that they do in the movie, like...
Which movie are you talking about?
The Haunted Mansion movie.
Okay, not the Muppet Haunted Mansion.
No, the Muppet Haunted Mansion. Oh, Muppet. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, not the Eddie Murphy one. Not the Eddie Murphy one. No.
The Muppet Haunted Mansion movie was fantastic.
That's my point. Yeah, exactly. The Haunted Mansion itself is always, it's a fun ride. And again, the queue is cool, except the part that's outside, because when it's hot. But then you're under canopies or whatever. But, you know, you go through it and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, there's some, spooky stuff in here. But then, you watch the movie and you get to the point where they're doing this song and they stop the song because restless spirits have halted your progress. And it's legitimately the line from the ride, which is what makes the movie at that point hilarious. And then you go and ride the ride and go, right? Yeah, this is great. We're not moving. This sucks.
Damn it. It is funny.
I just wanted to throw that in there. It wasn't one of my top three, but I was like, oh, yeah, wait a minute.
I mean, I will say that's one of the musts that I have to ride. It's an honorable mention for me too. If we went four or five.
Too deep.
I know, we have to be really, really strategic in here. I'm also sitting here looking at some of my other top threes and I'm like, wait a minute.
It's too late. Nope, you've written it down, it's in pen. Crossouts. You did some crossouts.
That was while we were writing things. It's because I went to the wrong thing and I was like, wait, this is not a skip.
Hey, wait a second. Oh no! Permanent ink. So, those are the top three attractions.
Yeah.
Top three must-dos. I started the attractions. You should start the must-dos. Okay. I also noticed, just looking over, I can't read it, but I can see that you actually numbered yours from three at the top and went down, and me, because of my science brain, was like, one, two,
no, I
three.
Wrote it wrong. This one. The other ones would be the right way.
Never mind. I retract what I just said. Please continue with your number three for must-dos.
So, number three, and this is going to be probably very obvious. You probably already know what it is.
Oh, just say it.
Drinking Joffrey's while looking at the castle in Magic Kingdom.
That's not number one?
No, it's not number one.
Oh, my God.
But it's number three. I need to get my Joffrey's. I need to go to Magic Kingdom. I need to see the castle, and I need to be drinking it.
There's you're leaving a little part of that out though, where that's Joffrey's number three of the day.
Well, yes, because I'll have
not
it in the
hotel.
The first
one and
I'll
not
have
the
it,
second one. The
I'll
third
have it in the
one.
Room. Then I'll get it from the food plate. What?
Keep going. I'm just laughing at your story. One's in the room, two.
Well, usually there's two in the room. Then I'll get one when we stop by on the way to the buses. I'll get another one.
Yep.
Or the Skyliner. And the Skyliner and a Joffrey's is also amazing. Just sitting on a Skyliner with a Joffrey's.
Yeah.
It's much better than the bus. When you're sitting on the bus with the Joffrey's. Or the monorail. Something about the Skyliner and the Joffrey's. And then we'll get to Magic Kingdom. And then I'll get a Joffrey's in Tomorrowland. And that'll be number three or four. And I will just go back and watch the castle with my Joffrey's.
What's amazing about all this is that I could ask you about geography in general and you'd be like, meh. But if I ask you where Joffrey's are, you'll be like,
in every park.
Right there.
I can
it's
also
there,
tell you where
there.
The Starbucks is, but I won't go there.
Well, coffee in general. You know where the coffee is.
I know where the Joffrey's
are.
Is. Yeah. Because there's just something about drinking a Joffrey's in Magic Kingdom. I mean, and I drink a Joffrey's in every park, which is what I do.
That's
just
very
something
true.
About being in Magic Kingdom with a Joffrey's.
That's fair. That's fair. That's your number three?
That's my number three. Right. What about you?
So I've been thinking about the things that people tend to overlook sometimes because maybe they just don't think about it. So my number three is to see a Magic Kingdom parade. And here's why. So the first time I went to Magic Kingdom, because my family lived on the West Coast, so Disneyland was closer. And that was way back when I was like 7 or 8. I don't have too much memory of that. So the first time I went to Disney World was 2015.
With me.
Seven years ago. Not that long ago, honestly. And we were in Magic Kingdom, and we were in Frontierland, and I forget what the restaurant there is called. But you're kind of like quasi like...
Weren't we getting ice cream or something?
Maybe it was ice cream.
Yeah.
But we were inside a building at the time. And we were seated. And whatever the restaurant ice cream place is, it's got some windows you can see out to like the little like ramp that goes down to it. And then a parade passed. I didn't know anything about these. And I was like, this is like a really bizarre view / kind of cool that you can see it from here and not be amongst the crowd. because nobody was standing right there. Because why would you? That's not a great place to stand for a parade. And then the next time we came back was with the kids. And I do, like, they enjoy the parades, but there was one time in particular during the September trip we took in 2021, and everyone was just, like, checked out. It was hot, it was sweaty, the kids were like, oh, this is miserable. And we were just like, we need to go back to the room. This is ridiculous. We needed a break. But then as we were going, and I think Abby was really upset about us going, but again, she was complaining about sweatiness for, like, the 15th time in 5 minutes. As we were going, a parade started going by, or the cavalcade at the time. And we stopped, and it was one of the princess cavalcades. And all of a sudden, Abby, like, lit up. She's like, oh, look, there's, like, that. And then she saw Elena on the back, we knew nothing about that character up until, like, Abby, like,
started watching. We knew it then, though.
At the time, yes. Yeah. But before that.
Oh, like, yeah. No, she watches it on Disney.
Right, she watches it on Disney Plus. So all of a sudden, it went from, that's it, we're out of here, this is enough of this nonsense, you know, typical parent stuff, to, okay, maybe we're all right now. We've calmed the storm a bit, because check this out. And, like, call it the magic of the park if you want to, or just happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's one thing that maybe people just overlook it, because they're like, I'm in the park for the attractions and the rides and stuff, so you don't even think about the parades going by. And if you see it, you're like, okay. But then when you see your kids light up, that also kind of helps you be like, oh, yeah, that is really kind of cool. Like, you actually, like, pay attention and see who's there. Especially, like, you pay attention to see, like, well, those are the three caballeros. Oh, I would never have noticed that if the kids weren't like, look, 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 look. So that's my number three, because it's a cool thing to kind of, like, just take you out of the moment of, like, all right, where's Splash Mountain? All right, where's the Astro Orbiter? Where's this? Da, da, da. Oh, look, a parade. That's really awesome. Small thing you might overlook. Especially since it doesn't go, I forget which direction. No, it comes from somewhere behind the scenes from Frontierland and snakes its way through, like, the central hub and then down Main Street. So if you're back in, like, Fantasyland, you don't even see it. So if you're all the way in the back there, there's a possibility you don't even know what's happening. So
The last time I went with my sister, we literally followed a parade. We were trying to leave Magic Kingdom because we were trying to get to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And we got caught behind one of the parades, and we were walking, and we literally were just walking and following the parade. Or it was following
That's
us.
That's one way to do it.
And I was like, I just want to see the end of the parade now, because I feel like we've seen the front of the parade a lot.
No, you were the end of the parade, though.
Basically, it was the front of the parade.
They were following you. Us. Oh, I thought it was the other way around. Okay.
And I was like, okay, there's Belle again. What happens next?
Stop following us. So that was my number three for must-dos.
Okay, so my number two is seeing the parks at night.
That's a good number two.
Yeah.
That's a pretty, because each one's got its own little kind of unique flair to it.
Yeah, and I think that, like, everything looks different. And it's not even just each one, it's like each area looks different, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I love when we walked around, like, Toy Story at night looks totally different.
Aren't there, like, there's, like, Christmas lights as part of the display for,
They're there now.
No, but what I mean, like, not just around Christmas time. I mean, it's literally part of the actual, like, setup around Slinky Dog.
Yeah, because
it's like Christmas lights and stuff. Yeah, they're
playing. So those light up, so it looks different. Animal Kingdom looks totally different at night, and it's so cool.
Especially the Avatar area there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to walk through.
A lot of black lights there, which is pretty awesome.
And then you're like, oh, my clothes grow.
You're like, ah, oh.
Yeah, when we were in, my sister and I, she had made shirts, and we didn't realize they glow in the dark. And then all of a sudden, we were, like, in Haunted Mansion in the darkest part, and we were like, wait a minute, our shirt's glow.
Like, ooh.
But I just think it's, like, it gives a whole different, it's like you're in a whole different world. And I love when you, like, go to get food, like, you go to a restaurant, and you're, like, a table service place, and then you walk out, and it's nighttime. And you're like, oh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. You're like, this, it's like we went somewhere completely new.
And Spaceship Earth is just, like,
yeah.
At night is just epic.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on the monorail going around it, too.
I agree. Because
you're like, whoa, check that out.
Yeah,
but kids are passed out, so they don't see it.
Well, and we talked about, like, the Hollywood Hotel looks totally different at night.
Yep.
And I would say the Chinese Theater where Mickey, Minnie, looks totally
different. I'm glad they didn't change the outside of that. The outside is still the Chinese theater, which looks awesome at night.
I still miss the Great Movie Ride, though. Mickey and Minnie is a great ride. I will say that I like it, but
yeah,
I miss the Great Movie Ride. I think a lot of people do. I wish that they had kept it and then put Mickey and Minnie somewhere else, but, you know.
True.
Because I miss it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, I just like being able to see the different things. And it was cool when we had those extended hours when we were staying at Grand Floridian, and we had extended hours in Magic Kingdom, and so you could walk around the park at night and just kind of see it. Like, we didn't even really go on anything. We just were like, let's just look and see what it looks like.
It was better to just look at stuff.
Well, we had two kids sleeping in a stroller, so
that
was
the other issue. That won't be the case this time.
But it was nice to see, like, what everything looked like, because it was totally different. And I think it just, I don't know, it just brings the magic more, you know?
Absolutely.
So you get to see it. And it's cool to see everything during the daytime, too. And kind of, but then it just, like...
Well, it's good to be able to see the differences.
Because it's not just spotlights. It's just, like, they put lights on. Like, they... Really, it's, like, intricate in what they did, and it's very on purpose.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, number one.
No.
Oh, no.
You started this list. Oh, I started? I haven't done my number two yet. It's...
Oh, what's your number two? I'm sorry. I skipped you. You do.
Straight to... Oh, my
God. I do. What's your number two? Sorry.
So, hear me out on this one.
Cause this is going to be bad.
No. I don't think it's bad. It kind of has to do with crowds, too, though, because the crowds play a part in this. So, my number two is getting lost in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, I get lost in that all the time.
That's my point.
I never know where anything is.
It's so well designed there that even if you've been there before, if there's large throngs of people, you can get lost easily. Also, because... And I would know this because one of the old Monopoly games we had was Star Wars Monopoly. And they used all the symbols that we would use from Star Wars, which isn't any English language.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that all over the place. So it's not like you can really see... Well, besides bathrooms. They got to make that obvious. But a lot of things around there, like August...
I would hope so.
Well, like August Cantina, for example. If you've never been to Galaxy's Edge before, you have no clue where that place is.
Oh, yeah, because it's like supposed to be like... Yeah. Like not public knowledge or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. So that's part of the Imagineering behind it, but it's also a way to just kind of get lost.
I like, the last time we were there, me and you, and it was like about to downpour. So I was like, I need to find a place to cover, and I wasn't by the tunnel. I know where the tunnel is. Like,
that's
the big,
a very popular duck out of the rain
spot. So I was like, here's one spot. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to move. And you started texting me. You're like, where are you? And I was like, I'm... Buy a thing.
I remember that spot, yeah. I was like, it's literally one of the only spots. It's not like a walking bridge. Nobody can go up above you, except maybe the...
I was like, I'm looking at beer. There's beer near me. That's all I know.
Absolutely. But literally, like, you walk in... You can walk in from two different directions. You can walk in from Muppets, through that tunnel, which is a great immersion sort of thing. Or you can go from Toy Story Land, which also great immersion into it. But outside of, like, the signs that say, like, Rise of the Resistance is this way, Smuggler's Run is this way, it's not super specific. So once you get in there, you're kind of like, all right, where am I supposed to go? Like, there's the area with the big Imperial shuttle with the store.
Even the signs are really well done to be kind of, like, in a way that makes sense for it to be part of the land, which is great.
Absolutely.
I will say my favorite part, the favorite way to enter is through that tunnel, though.
It is.
I feel like it is, you know, when you go through Toy Story, okay. But there's I know it shouldn't be this way, but there is a part when you're, like, really close to it and turn around and you see Toy Story and you're like, I don't feel like I'm in it anymore.
You kind of lose a little bit of the, like, I'm supposed to be in Star Wars here, but I can see the alien swirling saucers still.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, yeah.
So, but I do think the tunnel was a really good idea.
Oh, 100%.
So that, you know, you actually feel like, okay, now I'm here.
Well, I've heard, too, because I was looking into it because I'm a nerd and like look stuff up like this. So the area on the left where you enter, like if you look at the map from like south is the bottom of the Hollywood Studios map and north is the top. So Galaxy's Edge is north. It's at the northernmost point. So when you go through the tunnel, that side of Galaxy's Edge is supposed to be like the resistance encampment where it's like the resistance like building up. And that's where Rise of the Resistance is over there. And then as you go in, it's like the outpost and like the First Order is around, because, you know, the stormtroopers are always around, like, menacingly pointing fingers at people, and Kylo Ren's walking around, like, making his, like, statements and all that. And it's just such a cool kind of, like, immersion. Like, I do agree with you. The tunnel is a little bit cooler, because then once you go through it and you turn around, you just see tunnel. So it's like you're sneaking through into, like, the resistance base instead of...
From Muppets.
Oh, I see Muppets over there. Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think, like, because when you get lost in there, like, you feel like you're much further away, like, where the Imperial shuttle is, and, like, which is really cool, too, by the way, the stormtroopers come down the ramp of the Imperial shuttle and start, like, pointing people out, and then, like, some Imperial leader comes out. I do think, like, an Imperial officer at some points comes out and starts shouting stuff at people, and you're like, what did I do? I'm just standing here. But then if you wander off... and don't even know where you're going, you end up amongst a bunch of shops with, like, all the cool little, like, gizmos and gadgets you can buy. And I'm not talking about, like, the droid shop or the lightsaber shop, just everything else there. So it's great to just get lost there.
I think that is, a good thing everywhere. Like, sometimes, like, I know, like, people, you have to have a plan, you want to go to this ride, but if you have the time, it's kind of nice to just get lost in every park.
Yes.
Like, you'll figure it out eventually, but, like, I just feel like you walk around and you just find things. Like, in Epcot, you can just walk around in a country and then find places you didn't even know were there.
Oh, absolutely. Or, yeah. Nooks and crannies.
Yeah, and I think you can do that everywhere. You know? So it's just, like, allowing... I think it's probably harder to get lost in Sunset Boulevard because it's kind of just a straight thing. But, you know, you end up at Cars and you turn around. But,
that's about it.
But, like, certain, like, just allowing yourself to, like, get lost in things is kind of fun.
100%.
Yeah, but I do think, I agree, I think Galaxy's Edge did such a good job of it. Because it does also feel like such a bigger land when you're in it.
Oh, yeah, so, 100%. Yeah.
And, I mean, we haven't done it, but the hotel, to be able to go, oh, that's probably so cool.
I have to imagine, like, yeah, that price point's a bit high for that, which I understand why it is, but yeah, I would, if I had, like, just tons of disposable cash, I would 100% try that.
Well, it's supposed to be this huge immersive experience, too, so it's just, like, and then you take a day trip to
Galaxy's Edge, right? You're like, it is like a cruise, oh my gosh.
It's really cool. Yeah, that would be fun.
Now we can move to number one.
okay, so it's me?
Yes, okay. It is you.
So this is my favorite, but it doesn't always happen every time we go, because it can't always happen.
Oh, interesting.
Because I think I broke the rules a little. I didn't follow the rules totally.
Oh, you punk.
But it's Catching the Rainy Day Parade.
Oh.
I love that parade. Oh. I love it because it's so much, it's they can't do the regular parade. So then, and it's starting to rain, and people are getting really upset about it, and they're like, oh, I want to watch the parade, oh. And then all of a sudden, I hear the announce over, we'd like to bring you the Rainy Day Parade. And it's like, people come out in their rain jackets and stuff, and all the characters are still out, but they're covered. And the music is, it just makes me so happy. I'm in a poncho, it's pouring, and I get to watch this fun parade.
And it's Florida, so it happens basically every day
in
the summer.
Well, not when you go, in the summer, but like when you're in,
not
like,
in the spring and the fall.
Yeah. Well, the fall, it'll happen.
Hurricane season. Yeah. Right.
So, it's just something about it just makes me so happy. And you see all these people who are like, oh, I just wanted to watch the parade. And I was like, but it's so much fun. And the last time I was there, it happened. You see... the Seven Dwarfs walking, and Grumpy's just like, I don't want to be here. And it just makes me laugh.
Appropriate.
And it just makes me so happy. I don't know. I just think it's such a fun, and I like that they don't just not have it, you know, like.
It's good planning on their part.
Yeah, they could not have a parade and just be like, oh, we can't do it because of safety, da da. But instead they give you this, and I always listen for it when it's starting to rain and there's supposed to be a parade, and I see people lined up, and I was like, oh, is it going to happen? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then the last time I was there, it stopped raining, but they still had the parade. So the Rainy Day Parade was happening, and it wasn't raining, and I was like,
well, they got everyone prepped for it, and it stopped raining. They were like, well, we're not going to just suddenly change back. Yeah.
It just makes me so happy.
Plus, again, it's Florida, and it could easily start raining again 5 minutes later.
And for, like, you know, those 5 seconds, it's not sweltering. And then the sun comes out, and you're baking again. But it's fine.
Naturally.
All right. Now it's your number one.
My number one, very simple.
Oh.
You should know this.
Uh-oh.
I should? Not an uh-oh.
I should know this?
Definitely not an uh-oh. Come on. My number one is just walking the world showcase.
Not drinking or eating, just walking.
No. That's all part of the experience of walking the world showcase. Yes, beers around the world, all the different food things. And I'm not even talking about just like the wine festivals. And food fest, which is great too.
Well,
by
all the festivals have food. But
you know, in general, like what I mean is, so like as an example, so the last time we were just walking, and again, Arch, when we've taken the kids, the trend has been one of them, at least one of them at a time, passes out for a nap.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen anymore, though. They're getting older.
They are getting older. But this last time, I think they both fell asleep. And we were wandering, we were just walking around, and we came across the barbecue place in America at the very top point of the World Showcase there. And all the tables were full of
Regal
people.
Eagle?
Yeah, Regal Eagle. Thank you. Regal Eagle. All the tables were full. We're like, do we really want to deal with like a table? And then there's this little, like, it looks like an alleyway that leads back towards one of those.
Like backstage areas.
Yeah, I call it a forbidden gate. You're not supposed to go past it. It's for the cast members.
The forbidden gate.
Exactly. but there was shade there. We're like, oh, it's a little warm today. So we ducked back there. Kids were asleep. You put in a mobile order. I ran in and grabbed it, came back out, and we just chilled there, like beers in hand and amazing barbecue from Regal Eagle. And that's another one of those things that you may not even find out about. Like a nice little, I think you talked about it on like a blog post or something about like rest spots or something, and that was one of them. But there's just so many things to see around the World Showcase. Because nowadays, everyone's like, all right, we got to head towards Norway for Frozen. Oh, we've got to head towards France for Ratatouille. I think I covered the two big ones there, but there's so many things like the nooks and crannies of the place that you may not even notice unless like you actually open your eyes and look around instead of just blitzing through it. And I don't even mean like, oh, I'm stopping everywhere because it's time for a new beer at a new beer stand. I mean, in general, there's just so many things to see. Like even in like, you go to like, I think they still have it there unless they've changed it. When you pass by the China Pavilion, there's actually a little like challenge there to find all the Mushus.
Yeah.
Like hiding around, which is awesome. Get your kids involved. Like, kids, go find the Mushus. Let's go. And if you're just kind of like rushing through because you're heading for something else or whatever, you miss out on that stuff. So for me, like, you get to see all the... It's kind of like going overseas, but not quite. Because they try to immerse you to that level, but obviously not.
Well, they have like...
fully.
What I really like about Epcot is, about the World Showcase, is how, like, they bring the culture to it. And there's, like, there's the exhibits there, there's all these things that you can do.
Yes.
And see, and it just, and I think we talked about this last point, is that they have the international program. So it's
which
like,
is back now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they have people from those countries actually there, so you can have conversations, and it doesn't feel like fake, you know? Like,
exactly,
it feels real, and it's... And it's kind of nice to, like, see what it's like. Obviously, I mean, we've been to other countries. We've seen it, but it's not the exact same. But they've done a very good job of bringing that in. And, like, during like, the holiday season, you can learn more about the different, like, traditions in those other countries and things like that. So it's really great to have that there. And, you know, I think you mentioned this last time, like, oh, Epcot's not great for kids or...
Or that's a perception, yeah.
Right, but like the fact is that you get to kind of like see all of this, and experience it in Disney is really exciting. And then things just happen, like so when they have the festivals, they have concert series and things like that.
Yes, with and, like some big names
and
that
some
come
weird
through.
Names,
some
like,
weird
some...
names, but some big names too.
But then also they also have bands playing. Like when you go to United Kingdom, they have band there that play in the back.
I think, yeah.
And then Canada has bands that play. So
that's true.
Like, so there, you can actually catch, like, other entertainment throughout as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good one. Yeah, that was, like, thinking about it. Do you have an honorable mention for this category?
For must-dos?
Yeah.
In terms of, let's see, for, like, an honorable mention... Yeah, you know what? Honestly, like, I feel like... My list gives almost no love to Animal Kingdom,
aww.
Honestly, which is not on purpose. Animal Kingdom's fine, but if you can time a safari for early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was a great time to go.
Exactly, because all the animals are out. They're actually active. And this is true. This isn't just some like made up nonsense. the later in the day it gets, the less active these animals get. So you don't see them in there, like, just out and about. They might just be hiding and stuff.
Well, and that's why I think you need to rope drop Animal Kingdom so you can get on the safari.
At least once. At least once.
The safari's really cool.
It is, but it's also probably the most, I would say, besides Avatar, it's the most popular attraction.
Well, and it's the longest. Because it's like 20 minutes.
It is, because they will stop and be like, oh.
Yeah, and if a giraffe isn't in, you know, blocking your path, you have to wait.
That's a big part of it. Yeah, that's true. Do you have an honorable mention, or is that just
So my honorable mention is, and this was hard to not put in my top three.
Oh dear.
Was seeing any of like the special, or like special exhibits or things you wouldn't normally go, like people wouldn't.
Realize. I know. Oh, okay, yeah.
So like when we went, me and you years ago,
there was a Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball one, yeah. And it was amazing to see all of that because I love Lucille Ball. So I got to see all these like things about her and talk about it and be crazy about how the facts I know about her.
Hollywood Studios has a lot of a couple of things like that. That, and when you're with kids, they're probably like, okay, whatever. And you're like, yeah, well, okay.
Well, like, they have the Walt Disney one, where it's all about the history of Walt and all of that. And then there's also things about Imagineering and all of that, which I think is really interesting.
That's the one that would interest me, is all that.
Yeah, all of that is so cool to me. But even, like, when we saw the Pixar Film Festival, which is still there, it was cool to see something different, you know?
I thought that was just a movie theater, and then it turns out it moves.
Yeah, it was, like, interactive.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, so, like, those are kind of things that I really like to find and see.
Yeah.
And try and, like, do something we haven't done, you know? And, like, we just talked about going and seeing all the exhibits in Epcot. Because all of the, like, exhibits that they have throughout the World Showcase.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Good honorable mention there.
I think that's why I also like in the People Mover, when you get to see what Epcot used to be in that one little scene.
And as you see the Tron ride slowly but surely come to life.
Slowly, yes.
Sorry,
just want the railroad back, man.
Sour. Oh yeah.
Oof. All right. So now we're on
last but not least,
top three things to skip. That's what we're calling it.
Put away your torches and pitchforks.
Why don't you start?
All right.
Number three.
I will say that this is my number three because from the first time I went there in 2015 to now, having gone with things being built up, I think that you can firmly skip the Aerosmith roller coaster.
Really?
No, let me explain why. So
I'm the one who's going to pitchforks.
Maybe. The first time I went, there was no Toy Story Land. There was no Galaxy's Edge. There was a Toy Story Mania style ride. It was called something else, like Midway Mania or something like that. But it was in a different section. Like, those two areas were just unbuilt. There was nothing. No, I stand corrected. I'm sorry. There was like the backlot stunt tour or something.
Yes.
Something was in the back there.
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
Because it comes up on the Disney World playlist. I'm like, that's not there anymore.
Sad face.
So when I first went there, yes, the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster was like one of the marquee like rides there because it was that and like Tower of Terror, basically. Then they built up Galaxy's Edge and Toy Story Land. And the Aerosmith coaster is cool, but I feel like ever since they opened Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge, it's taken a back seat, not only because like the Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge are more like important to my kids in their minds. Our kids, sorry.
I was like, your kids, yeah. Oh.
But if it, like, including like the last time, like Rise of the Resistance shut down at noon and just never reopened because they had issues. So we had to redo a bunch of like
lightning lanes
and stuff. We ended up with Rock and Roller Coaster, and then
it broke down.
Yep, that was broken.
You know
down.
That it used to be a different ride too, right?
I forget what it used to be.
It was like it was like the same concept. You were in a car and stuff, and you were driving, and it was still like the but it didn't
have Aerosmith involved with it.
But the fact that it's Aerosmith is still weird. Like Aerosmith,
it's a bizarre thing to happen. Like you have all these
like the
Disney
Beatles,
characters,
you know?
And then you're like Aerosmith.
But it's not like the Beatles. It's not like that. Like, not that Aerosmith is bad, but
no,
it's like
not.
Of all the bands that you thought were gonna be like well known for a very long time. Aerosmith.
you can kind of use like the concept too. Like it could be like the Beatles are trying to get to the studio to like.
Is that your accent? That was pretty good.
It was actually. Oh, thank you. I thought you were about to say like that was a terrible accent right there. And I was ready to respond in vitriol to
but
that.
But I think it's a fun ride though.
Fair enough. I personally, and it's not just because the kids aren't tall enough. I think you have to be 48 inches.
Yeah, it's one of the taller ones.
I just think that. Because more stuff has been added to Hollywood Studios, it's no longer like, oh, you have to do the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Okay.
Like, there's other things around that take precedence. So if I miss that, it's not the end of the world, to be honest.
Okay.
That's my number three.
So I went outside the parks for my number three.
What?
Was that, were we not supposed to do that?
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
So my number three is Chef Mickey's.
Ooh!
I know. Everyone said you're supposed to go. We did it. And we all...
You know when they tell you that you're not supposed to shoot flammable liquids onto an open fire? That's what you just did.
It's fine. It's good to go see the character. If you want to see the Fab Five, Mickey
Dressed
Mickey.
As chefs.
Yeah, whatever. Here's why I don't love it, okay? It is a buffet, which means when you go with little kids, you have to go and figure out how to get all that food back to the table. It was annoying, especially when we had Gregory who couldn't walk. So then,
all right, that's right?
Fair when you
point,
went with a baby.
Yeah.
So we had to get all the food and bring it over. And it's fine food. I mean, we went during breakfast, so it was like very standard.
Yep.
But it was a buffet.
Yep.
And then we saw the characters once, right? So it's not bad. But there are other character breakfasts that are character meals that I think are so much better.
Ohana
that I would,
spoils you.
Well, Ohana, Tusker House, even Garden Grill was better.
And that was lunch, too.
That was lunch. Like, and Tusker House was better. We saw the characters so many more times in all of those.
I
and Ohana breakfast was amazing. It's coming back.
I don't know what happened. Well, it's back. It's been
no,
back.
No, I mean,
the
characters are
now
coming back.
Yeah. I don't know why Chef Mickey's was only one go-around and suddenly they just kind of disappeared.
Because it's so busy.
Oh, that's fair.
There's so many people constantly there. So it's like, you don't really... And
true.
I just felt like it was so like, let's get him in out. Let's get him in. It, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Just, it felt... It just... And the food was fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to spend a lot of money on a character meal than you would as opposed to another meal. And I agree. I think you should do character meals. I'm not knocking character meals
at all.
At
least do it once, yeah.
Well, because I don't like to wait in line to see a character... I don't like to wait in line, period. So to wait in line to meet a character with your child... is annoying.
Yep.
So when you get to go to a breakfast, which is the cheaper of all the character meals, you get to see the characters, you get to meet the characters, and you get to eat while that happens.
I mean,
when they're under three, you don't have to pay for them.
I mean, literally, I still have the video on my phone of Abby with maracas in her hand
at
Ohana,
yeah.
And Stitch was leading the line of
yeah.
other kids around and stuff. Like, that's never going to be replicated at
right.
this point.
And now I have the videos from Tusker House.
Yep.
In Animal Kingdom of Abby dancing when Goofy was dancing. You know, like, in Garden Grill because it was socially distanced, even when Pluto came
on. It was still set up really well.
Yeah, and the kids loved it. And we saw the characters so many times. And you got to go around Living with the Land. And the food was good.
The food was really good.
You know, so it's like, I just don't think I... Like, we did it once because everyone said you had to do it. And
yep.
I was kind of like, okay, it's fine. And Mickey waffles were... Like, even the Mickey waffles, they were good, because I love Mickey waffles, but they weren't, like, at Ohana when they were freshly to you and it was family style. And
hey,
you know,
listen, it's also because they're brought to you family style, but then it's combined with all the other breakfast things around, like all the pineapple-y flavors you get with a bunch of other
yeah.
stuff you combine on your
but
own
like,
plate.
They're literally sitting in... I don't like buffets. That's the other thing. Like, I just don't like buffets.
Fair point.
So if Ohana had become a buffet, I probably wouldn't like it either.
No,
so,
I don't think it's not set up that
no,
way.
No, that's
anyways.
Family style. But, like, that's, I just, and.
Yeah.
The contemporary is cool, and it's, and it was nice to be able to be really close to Magic Kingdom and all this, because it was for the walkway and all that, but, like,
yep.
for the walkway from Grand Floridian.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I just don't think I need, it's a need for me.
Fair
like,
enough.
You know, like, eh.
No, that's totally fair.
I think we almost skipped it the first time, and then we're like, everyone says we have to do it.
Well, at least you've done it now, so you can say,
yeah.
as a travel agent, hey, listen, I've
no,
been
as
there.
A mom, I can be
oh,
like,
as a mom,
yeah.
too, that's true.
Anyway.
So many titles. Number two?
Yeah, your turn.
Right. Number two. So I did stick with rides for mine, which I think is fine. That's the way I did my list, is I stuck with rides to skip.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. No.
I did not.
We think... No. And that's fine. These are what I think we should skip. And it's... Mine is purely rides because these are ones that I think we should absolutely skip. Did this with Abby. Was really annoyed when I was done with the ride that we waited in line for like 30 minutes for this. Astro Orbiter.
Really?
I'm not a fan. This style of ride is in every freaking park. Everywhere. Well, every theme park, amusement park, across the country, probably across the world. I do not understand why there's always such a long wait for this line. There's no indoor queue. It's all outside. Mm-hmm. You have to wait in line to go up an elevator to get to the top, and then wait again just to get into these tiny little rockets that, yes, the view is nice.
Probably especially when the fireworks are happening.
Maybe when the fireworks are happening. However, I can get a view just fine on the People Mover.
That's true.
I don't need the Astro Orbiter, to be honest, because you're moving faster at that point. So, and it's just, to me, I've waited in line for 30 minutes to where I didn't need to wait for 30 minutes for that, honestly.
Meanwhile, when you go do the Astro Orbiter, I get a Joffrey's, and I go sit by Monster Inc. Laugh Floor while strollers with Gregory, and he's really sleeping.
That's
the best, man. That little area right across from Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor. Oh, I love Monsters Inc.
I think the truth is that Abby wanted to ride it, which is the reason why we got in line, because we didn't do that when it was just you and me.
No.
I don't remember doing that. And honestly, if it was, it's going to be you and me again. If we venture over to Magic Kingdom, I'm not going to do it again, probably, because
I'd rather go ride, like, Pirates or go see Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor.
Well, that's my thing, right? Like, there's so many attractions there.
Or Space Mountain or whatever.
So many attractions there. And Astro Orbiter just doesn't do it for me. It's just, it's not worth. Again, you open up that app and you see the wait times and go, why? Why is there a 30-minute wait for Astro Orbiter? Especially if, and I don't know how often it happens, if you look and see a smaller wait time for the Tomorrowland Speedway, for the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, why? Why is there a longer wait for Astro Orbiter than one that's inside, outside of the heat, and it's so much cooler?
Your voice went up there a little
Yes,
bit.
It did.
Oh my goodness, you're very passionate about this.
I just don't get it. When I see wait times like that, I'm like, why are y'all waiting 30 minutes for this?
Oh my gosh.
Or plus. Right. Or plus. What's your number two?
You should know this one. Small World. It's Small World.
I'm shocked that's not number one.
No, but I think you're going to be upset about my number one.
Yes.
The advantage of this ride is that it's indoors. Long and it's indoors. That's the only advantage.
And one kid is always passed out.
Yes. Gregory is usually always asleep during this ride.
Yep.
Cool.
However,
I do not, and I get the, like, the history of it and all of that, and that, you know, great. But the song is an earworm that I want to rip out of my head constantly. And then the kids sing it all day because they know it bothers me. And when you get stuck on that ride, the song keeps playing over and over and over again because I've experienced it. And I just don't need that kind of negativity in my life. And they're creepy. All the things are creepy.
Do you remember, I don't remember the name of the game, it was for the Wii, where you controlled Mickey with a paintbrush and stuff like that, and there's a whole Small World section of that, and you're like, nope, I'm out, you do this part.
If it was in Kingdom Hearts, I would imagine that's where all the Heartlesses are.
And that's probably where they came from.
They don't do theme parks in Kingdom Hearts, right?
They
do the, like, movies.
They do the movies. In the third one, they add an attractions thing with the triangle button. Triangle on PlayStation, but that's like a pirate ship. There's no Small World.
There's no Small World. To defeat all the creepy things in It's a Small World.
No, but I'm going to suggest that to them, that they should make that for Kingdom Hearts
it's 4. It's just, and people love it, and the Disneyland one is different and all that. I get it. I just don't. I'm going to go get a pretzel, get a coffee. You guys can go on it, and I'll just hang out. I'll be fine. I don't even care that I'll be in the sun. I'll go get a Dole Whip, and I'll be fine.
You hear this, folks? She'd rather sweat.
I can go. I'll go do something else. I could go to their shows. I could go to one of the shows. They're over there in Fantasyland.
It's fair enough.
You know? I'm not going to go wait on Peter Pan either, because, you know. But
that's the other thing.
It's a Small World. It has a line. Like, why? Why? Like, I've done it way more than I need to. I don't need to be there. And now that the kids are older, you can go on with them by yourself. I don't need to go on with you.
No, you don't. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's all I got for that one.
It's funny you mention.
Is that your number one?
No, Small World is not mine. No, I don't hate Small World. It's enjoyable enough to get out of the damn heat that I'm like, yes.
Not worth it.
My number one, because I open my app, I see the wait times, and I go, are you freaking kidding me? Peter Pan.
Oh.
Why? Why? Like, first of all, anybody under the age, I'm 36, so anybody under a certain age probably hasn't even seen the original movie in the first place.
Because people, like you say that, but, like, Cinderella came out in, the 30s, didn't it? And Abby watches it all the time. So kids see it. Like, especially if you have Disney Plus. So that's, you know.
Peter Pan's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. But I, keep
going. It also comes with that lovely warning nowadays because.
Well, so does Aladdin.
That's true. Yeah, that's fair enough. But either way, like, there's so many attractions in Magic Kingdom. Like, literally, you turn a corner, there's another attraction. But, and love technology. You open up that Disney Experience app, and you're like, I'll check it out. The wait times, that's great. This is not a joke. I've seen a smaller wait, and smaller's not the right word. I've seen less of a wait, shorter, thank you, wait time on Big Thunder Mountain, much better ride. Like, let's say it was like 50 minutes. Peter Pan was like
3 hours.
90 minutes or something. Like,
I have seen a shorter. Why? I have seen a shorter wait time for Rise.
It makes no sense.
And Rise is such a better, everything is a better ride than Peter Pan. I agree. Peter Pan is a simple ride, in my opinion. You're flying over Neverland. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, maybe if you really love Peter Pan and it's like,
maybe.
I don't really love Peter Pan. I like Hook. I've said it. I watch Hook all the time. I don't really. It's.
But are there people that have like watched Hook and been like, oh, Peter Pan, the ride's gonna be just like that? Like,
no.
That's my thing. Like, outside of nostalgia, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, people that rode it when they were kids and are like, hey, you know, to their own kids now, they're like, oh, check out this ride I rode when I was a kid. Like, why? Like, it's not a good ride. It's really not. And stab me with your pitchforks.
Pitchforks.
Pronunciation, so easy. Light me on fire with your torches. I don't care. I just don't. I don't get it. Someone needs to sit me down and explain to me, outside of nostalgia, people would stand in line for that.
Even Gregory and Abby, when we got off that ride, they were like,
they were unimpressed.
What was that, Mommy?
They were really unimpressed with that.
It was almost as funny as when we went on Ratatouille. Abby's reaction when we got off of Ratatouille. Oh, Ratatouille, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. And she goes, that was it? It was really short.
Very judgmental 5-year-old.
She is very judgy.
I will not go into any more vitriol on my number one. I think we've covered it pretty much.
Right, my number one?
Yup.
You ready for it?
Is it the same?
No.
Oh.
Mine is not a ride. Not an attraction.
Oh, interesting.
My number one, must skip, waiting for a parade.
Elaborate.
I am not going to sit on a curb.
Oh.
And wait for an hour to watch a parade. Not that the parades aren't great. They're great. I know you went on this whole thing and it was very sweet. I like the cavalcades way better than I like the parades. Because the parades are very long, as I mentioned.
People's
following me. And not that they're bad. They're good. They're really good. They're really fun. The shows in the castle are good. I'd rather see that than I would the parade, honestly.
Yeah.
But to sit down for an hour on the curb to watch the parade when inevitably someone's going to go in front of you anyway, because that's what people do, is such a waste to me. Like, I'd rather go catch the parade later if I happen to see it.
That's more what I was referencing, not right. waiting for it.
And people love it and that's great, you know, but like I have zero desire to sit in the sun and watch. Like, it'll happen. Like, the best place I think to see it is in probably Frontierland, maybe.
When it first comes out, yeah.
It's just, I'll go see it there and enjoy it, and then I will go on my merry way. I like being, like, basically on the side opposite of the water so that you can get on a ride right away. Like for splashes and,
you know, right. I see what you mean. Yeah. Opposite of the restaurant side, right? Yeah, gotcha.
Because I don't need to sit for an hour and get my spot and do all of that because I just don't think it's worth it to, like...
It's not.
You know? Like, that's why I like the cavalcades. The cavalcades I loved when they brought... I wish they would continue it because it just happened.
It was spontaneous, didn't know, right?
Yeah, it was spontaneous because they didn't want to encourage crowds.
Oh, crowding. That's right, yeah. So it just would... the reason they did that, yeah.
You'd hear... All of a sudden, you'd hear music and then... one little thing would come up, maybe two, like, of the, like, vehicles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it would be done. And you're like, cool, that was fun. It was nice, quick, boom. Now it's like, everybody's got to... Nobody listens when they tell you to, like, you can't be in the road. And so I would rather be doing something else. Rather get myself a pretzel. Go on a ride. Go see a show.
Yeah.
Then wait around for an hour... for the parade to come that I'll inevitably will end up seeing anyway without having to wait.
Yeah.
I don't think you just don't need to. It's the same thing like how feel about the fireworks. I don't need to wait for 2 hours in the perfect spot to see the fireworks because you're inevitably going to get blocked by somebody. Because that's what happens.
You've definitely triggered people now.
Not that I won't watch the fireworks, but like we can see the fire. Like we got a spot like 10 minutes maybe before it happened and we saw a great show. You know, like, you don't...
Was it the Magic Kingdom ones we saw from Polynesian when we were just walking around?
Yes, and that was cool, too. You could see from the Polynesian.
Yeah.
But, like, you can also see it from, like, Top of the World Lounge, if you're a DVC member.
Oh, you were watching that the other day, yeah.
And then, and then California Grill has, like, there's a lot of, like, places you can see.
Yeah.
But, like, but you have to pay for some of those.
Well, sure, yeah.
But, like, in the park, we were just, like, by the bridge to Tomorrowland. No, we didn't just suddenly pop up. We knew the parade was the fireworks were coming.
Yeah.
But we didn't wait there for 3 hours getting our spot.
No.
You know, and people do that, and then inevitably someone's going to go in front of you and you're going to be mad anyway. If it's really important, you can go to the dessert parties and all of that. But for me, it's like I'll go see it when I want to see it. Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Maybe that's the difference, though, right? So, like, we've gone a couple times. We're planning on going more times. Maybe it's the families that are like, this is the one and only time we're doing Disney World, so we have to do it. And I'm not saying...
But you can...
No side is right or wrong.
But you can... But that's my thing. Like, I think you can definitely get the parades, and they'll be in your app. You can get the parades.
Yeah.
You can see the parades, but you don't have to wait an hour for them.
Well, no, and it's not like they happen only once a day.
No, they come back multiple times.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't have to, like, get your spot. Like, you can just be somewhere. They're tall. Like, you can see them. You don't have to be in the front of it.
True.
So I think, you know, just sitting and waiting for an hour just, to me, just feels like a waste of time, in my opinion.
That's fair.
If it's the Dapper Dans, then maybe I will.
That's different. Do you have an honorable mention that maybe
didn't... skip? Well, you go first.
I do have one.
I'm sure you do.
And it's because nothing about it actually makes it any different from any of the other ones that you can find anywhere else. And that's the carousel in Magic Kingdom. There's nothing that makes that carousel any different than any of the other ones you've ever really
been on.
You're
talking about Cinderella's carousel?
Yeah.
Or Prince
Outside Charming? Of the name, it's another carousel. It's not like there's anything inside of it that's like, you know... I mean, maybe there's some artwork or something, but honestly, like, it just feels like another carousel. It's why I didn't make my top three, because it's kind of like, yeah, the kids will enjoy it and all that, but I don't go seeking it out as an adult or anything like that.
I think the carousel is so... It's such a nice attraction, because there's usually not a huge line.
Usually, that is true.
So you can get onto it pretty easily. It's something, like, nice to do.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's an easy ride. I agree, carousels are everywhere. But it's like the teacups. Teacups are in a lot of places, but there's usually not a huge line. It's super fun, and it's like an easy ride. You know, like Dumbo. There's Dumbo. The mechanics of Dumbo are very similar to a lot of other rides.
However, that's actually themed, though. Like, you're riding Dumbo.
The teacups
himself.
Are themed, and so is the carousel.
Yeah, like... But the carousel's not, really. It has the name.
Did one of the horses is Cinderella's horse.
Okay, one of the how many horses are
well, it's
on
supposed
that
to be like
thing.
All the horses. It's supposed to be all of the horses for them.
I'm just saying, like.
You just don't like carousels.
It's not that I don't like carousels. They're all the same.
They all
do the same concept. That's why they're carousels. Merry go rounds.
I thought you were going to say Carousel of Progress.
That's a classic. How dare you?
Well, when you sit Are you kidding me? Like, when you sit down,
when you sit down at Carousel Progress, and they say, "It's a great new beautiful tomorrow. And then as you turn, you go, "That's gasoline I smell." As you turn and go, "Come on, it's classic."
Oh my gosh,
that freaking ride is so old.
Yes, it is.
Oh, this ride is shut down. All right, it's open again. What's the wait time? 5 minutes. Great, let's go. It's out of the sun. Let's do it.
Well, it's a long ride out of the sun, too.
Like, at least 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it's 4 segments and at least 5 minutes per segment. Yeah. So, do you have an honorable mention?
Must skip?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, obviously Peter Pan. We already talked about that, though. So, I have to think of something besides
Don't leech off of me. Yeah, come on.
That's tough, because it definitely would have been Peter Pan.
Well, yeah. Oopsies.
I feel like we're just giving some hate to Magic Kingdom right now.
Well, yeah. So give some hate to another park then.
I don't think I have an honorable mention, really.
That's fair.
I mean, probably I already talked about like waiting for the fireworks, and I think that's very similar to waiting for the parade. I mean, in general, I just don't like waiting in line, also.
Which is fair, because... Well, and that's a time thing, right? So you don't like waiting in line for, let's say, like you said, I forget what we were talking about. Somebody had mentioned in comments or something you posted, I waited in three lines for the, three hours. Wow, it's late. 3 hours for the Avatar ride. Like, oh, why? Because the actual ride itself is, I don't know, I've never been on it. So it's probably like 5 to 10 minutes long. So you waited 3 hours for like, and if the experience was great for you, aces. Yeah. That's great. Me? No, I agree with you. That's no.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
I don't need to wait in line.
I would rather spend the, call it $10 to $17 if it's an individual lightning lane to jump on that nonsense.
I got one. I don't need to go to Club Cool.
The hell is Club Cool?
Club Cool is the Coca-Cola store where you can taste all the Coke's products.
Oh, that's not your bag. Yeah.
I don't drink soda. Really.
Right, that's not your thing.
So, I did it the last time with my sister, and I was like, because you gotta try the Beverly. That's like a huge thing or whatever. And I don't like soda at all, so I was like, all of these are gross to me.
That's Epcot, right?
Yeah, it's Epcot. I don't need to do that. Oh, I don't need to go to Disney Springs with the kids.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's something I don't need to do with the kids.
Well, because there's a giant Lego store there, and that's the last thing you need to bring children into when they're...
usually hot, and they don't... and they keep asking where the rides are. You know, like, for them, it's not...
a small carousel.
Right.
And a train that goes around.
You know, like, it's... I think it's fun, like...
Yeah.
As, like, maybe when they're older, too, and they can, like...
Yeah,
you know, maybe, there's, like, entertainment, and there's other things you can do there, but... at the ages that they are now, I don't need to do it with them. I like doing it as an adult.
I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe that. I don't need to stay at Grand Floridian again.
Ooh, that was a gut punch to some people there.
It was nice. I just felt like I wasn't fancy enough for it.
That's what I've told you that multiple times, staying there and my, like... wearing like a Disney shirt.
I feel
like
we're just naming everything that we don't want to do.
Well, no, it's not that. But like, that's a fair point. Like, I've mentioned that to you, where like, we were staying in Grand Floridian on a split stay because it would be cool to try the deluxe, and wearing like Disney shirts and looking around, going, "Everyone here is dressed fancy and stuff like that." What?
I also think we also went with the kids. Like, I think it's a big difference when you stay at a hotel with kids, with little kids, like we have. Versus, like, going as an adult or going with older kids.
That's a fair point, yeah.
So, you know, like, I think that's the thing. Like, you have to, like, what are your dues when you don't have kids, but you could do as an adult.
That's fair.
So that's kind of, those were my things. I think those were pretty good. This was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've gone an hour with just three lists.
I know. I thought we needed more.
No.
Any final words?
Final words? I almost thought you said funnel words for a second.
What's your final thought? Well, you don't need to have one.
everyone's got their own cup of tea when it comes to this stuff, right? Everyone's got stuff they want to skip, everyone's got their favorite attractions, and everyone's got their must-do, like, activities. It's going to be different for everyone across the board. with kids, without kids, it doesn't matter.
It's going to change based off of who your travel party is. If you're going with an all adult trip, then you might be focusing in on, I'm going to go to Epcot and focus on going around the world and trying all the drinks and the food, and I'm going to go to Disney Springs at night, or I'm going to go to the boardwalk at night.
I was about to say boardwalk.
But if I'm going with kids, and also depends on the ages of the kids, if I'm going with little kids, I'm going to go to Magic Kingdom a lot, and I'm going to ride the carousel, and I'm going to ride the teacups because they can, and all of that. Or when they're older, you know, what are they going to want to do? So, yes, I think you really need to figure out it's not one size fits all. It's one size fits one. And what does that trip look like for you? And that it's okay that it's not perfect and that you can't plan it all out in that way. It's kind of and I always say it's like living in the moment and kind of figuring out what is going to make sense for your family at this moment in time. Are you really excited and you want to get on Test Track? Or are you really sweaty and you just want to go swimming in the hotel? That's totally fine too. I love swimming in the pools at Disney. I think they're so much fun.
Yep.
I think it was really cool so Grand Floridian, we were just talking about. Dude, the coolest part about Grand Floridian was when you were in the pool and the monorail was passing you. You remember that?
Yeah.
I think that was so much fun. And the slide was so long.
Surprisingly long, yes, you know? Exactly. No, so, you're right.
So I think it's just a matter of, you know, figuring out what makes sense for your particular travel party at that moment in time.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Indeed.
Thanks for joining us. For more tips and tricks, be sure to check out unlockingadventures.com. To follow along on our own adventures, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Adventures by Lisa K. Let us know your top three in the comments, and if you agree with any of our choices or disagree. Have a great day.